I'm Walt Lindelof with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I sat down with Andrea Ingmeyer, the director of the Peter White Public Library in Marquette, for an update. Lots of things are going on, and here's the latest with Andrea Ingmeyer.
The latest is Monday. We will start opening our doors to walk-in traffic again. So we have been in curbside mode since November, when the cases in our area just really skyrocketed. So I'm really happy that cases seem to be stabilized. I almost hate to even say that, but it does seem to be the trend.
Now, when you say indoor traffic, what does that mean? Because I'm sure that that's still somewhat restricted.
It is, yep. So we are asking people to limit their visits to the library to an hour. So folks can come in and browse the shelves. They can come in and use the computers and really use the basic resources of the library. But we are asking folks to move through the library as quickly as possible so that we don't have a lot of people in the building at the same time.
What are some of the rules, per se, that you are having to follow right now under these orders from the state? What are some of the things that you as a library have to keep in mind?
So really, the things that we have to keep in mind are just the basics, you know, masking, social distancing, and really there are a lot of guidelines for our staff, more so than the public service aspect. So we have a lot of guidelines that we're following related to staff safety. And that's really where some of these restrictions on timing come in for the public, because, you know, we are restricted to how many staff we can have in the building at one time, in a certain space. And just like everybody else, you know, we're trying to do the same type of service, our basic services, with as few staff as possible on site.
So that starts all on Monday.
It does.
And then,
yep.
So what do people need to keep in mind? What's the details on it?
So the details are, we'll be open for walk-in traffic Monday through Thursday from 12 noon to 6 p.m. and then Friday and Saturday from 12 noon to 5 p.m. We will still run curbside in the mornings before we open at noon. And if folks need curbside appointments outside of that, they just need to call us and we'll work something out. We aren't booking appointments overlapping because, that gets into additional staffing needed on site.
Sure.
So we're trying to space it out right now, but if we find that the need is greater than that, we'll adjust.
What's the website for the library with all this info?
Sure. It's www.pwpl.info.
Andrea, I wanted to ask you about, as the library has adapted to the pandemic and the restrictions, you've probably stepped up some online programming. How has that been going?
It's been going really well. We have quite a lineup, actually, of online programming for adults and for youth. So we're doing a variety of different platforms. Some of them are on Facebook Live. Some of them are via Zoom. They are all listed on our website. And I will let everyone know, too, you're the first person to hear this, or the first group of the first media outlet to hear this.
What
exclusive.
We
are changing to a new calendar system, and it'll be much easier to use on our website. I know there's been a lot of frustration where people go to our website to find out about events, and the previous calendar is just not great.
Sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not. They're in another portion, another header.
Yep.
So you're streamlining and simplifying your online calendar.
Yep. And it starts February 1st. So we are real excited to roll that out.
Well, that is actually a good improvement then, because people can use it as a resource to find out programming all in one spot.
Exactly. Yep. And all the links will be for digital programming will be inside that calendar. So you're not having to go. We've had a lot of people tell us they don't want things on Facebook anymore. They're tired of Facebook. So I can relate.
Yeah.
And so we're really trying to find a more neutral platform or way that people can find the events. So even if they have to ultimately end up at Facebook, at least they're not having to go search through Facebook to find the events
and things. Yep. So this is all on your website, or will be on February 1st.
It will. Yeah.
And that website again is
www.pwpl.info.
That's also where you'll find out all the info about what's happening on Monday for those that are listening in. What's the word for Monday?
So Monday we start express in-person services again. So that'll be noon to 6 Monday through Thursday, and noon to 5 Friday and Saturday. And that'll be all of our basic services will be available. We're just asking that when folks come in, they limit their visit to an hour. And can I plug real quick that we have a patron survey out right now, too?
Oh, yeah. What is that?
It's on our website. It's we're just asking for input for what services we started during pandemic times that people think they might want to see us continue into the future, curbside, virtual programming. And then the big question we're asking is what people want from hours. So we're really looking at how do we change our available hours around to meet the needs that people have.
That's Andrea Ingmeyer, director of the Peter White Public Library in Marquette. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelah.